Step 3 is very quick, very simple, and very important. It's the step that some people call the pre-close. What we wanted to do here is to really confirm with the client that they have a need and a want for what we're selling, and there is a value to them having that need and want satisfied. The question to ask them is, just suppose you can have what it is that they need, whatever it is that they want, whatever their outcome is, what would that be worth to you? Depending on what you're selling, I'd really like to get a monetary value at that point in time. So if they then object to the price later on in step 5, we have a nice, what's called in NLP, a contrast frame, because we can say that the value that they put on having the outcome is significantly greater than the amount that we're going to charge them for it. With other things, it's not possible to get a monetary value, but you really want to get them to tell you exactly what it would be worth to them if they were to have this need, want, or outcome satisfied. We can also, once we've got our anchors set up, we can fire off here the anchors for need and want. Step 3 is really the watershed point. It lets us know whether it's okay for us to proceed. If we can't find a need or a value for what it is that we're selling, or the person needs it, wants it, but there's no value associated to it, then it's inappropriate to proceed. Leave the potential client at that point in time. You could work maybe hard and really sell them something, but they're not going to like you for it. They're certainly not going to do repeat business. Once you've established a need and a want and a value to having that need and want satisfied, you have a green flag at that point in time to do whatever it takes to enable the prospective client to actually have that need and want satisfied so that they get the value. As a salesperson, I believe, in fact, that it's your duty and your job to get the barriers out the way to have them have the need and want satisfied and experience the full value. Once you have that, now we can proceed to step 4, which is the first time that you actually talk in detail about what it is that you have to offer.